Mustache.
Okay, and
mustache.
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 And this part, the whole business?
What was referred to as a mouth.
His mouth.
Big mouth, little mouth.
Mm-hmm. And things the teeth are in?
Gums. You and gums.
And did you ever have a special name for this part of the...
Yes, let me see.
Your ordinary names and then your special names.
Well, what I'm thinking about is referring to a person that has a very prominent, we call it Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
Very prominent Adam's apple
mm-hmm.
in the throat.
Well, this part, the whole thing would be your, from all the way around.
Would be your neck.
And just this part would be?
Throat.
Throat. Now, and this part would be the Adam's apple. Did you ever use the term goozle?
Yes.
And what did that refer to? Was that the whole name?
I don't know.
How long?
The way I've heard it used is the smoke went down my goozle.
Is that right?
Yeah. Got choked.
So it sounds like the whole throat, doesn't it?
Sounds like the whole throat. Mm-hmm.
And this part of the hand?
The pan of your hand.
And
that would be your fist.
Both of them?
Yeah, a fist or a fist.
And the part that the body where you get arthritis?
Joints, in your joints.
And this part of the man?
Chest.
And this whole thing?
Well, when we got very nice talking about the legs, I think it would have been limbs.
I was wondering.
Yeah, it would have been.
For both men and women? Or?
Upper limbs and lower limbs. Yeah, for both. If you were talking about a leg, you would not really say leg.
Uh-huh.
And I think we did not know the word thigh. Except
that?
A chicken thigh, when you were cutting up cutting up a chicken, you had the thigh.
Uh-huh.
And the breast and the back and the pulley bone.
I see. And this part was never called the hunker?
No, it was a limb. She broke a limb.
And
then it would be knee and ankle.
And the part that's very sensitive is bone?
We call, not the bone, but we call this the calf of the leg.
And bone where you don't want to get...
Shin.
The shin bone?
Shin bone.
And let's see. Did you ever use, if not hunker, did you ever use haunches?
Yeah, he sat on his haunches.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Rather than his hunkers.
Yeah, he sat on his haunch. Haunches.
And any word for one hand, two hands, fists?
No, other than hand or hands. Mm-hmm. I can't remember any.
Different kinds of illnesses. You mentioned typhoid. What else would you have problems with as a child?
Well, we had deep chest colds.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember that anything that we ever had was called a croup, though we cough, you know, you cough. It was called a deep chest cold, and the remedy for that was a turpentine cloth. Turpentine and usually goose fat saved back for the winter colds, and you would put the goose fat on the cloth to keep the turpentine from burning you, and all of this was put on a flannel, a wool cloth, and it was hit very hot and put on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real good remedy too.
I see. How do they describe getting a cold? Say, I think I
took cold. I took cold.